a game day edition of Inside the Jaguars from the Inner Harbor in downtown Baltimore, the Rusty Scupper Restaurant. Boy, this is going to be a feast tonight, guys, I think, right?
Paws are stretching up, getting ready.
I'm getting ready, man. These are the crab-crushing hands, and me and Baselli may have a competition tonight. There's not an animal.
Wait a second. Every preseason, we go eat dinner before the game.
We get out of
here. And every preseason, I bury you when it comes to who can eat more.
Well, there's not an animal in the Chesapeake Bay that is going to be safe tonight because me and Baselli are going to work it over.
We got a table full of jumbos coming here shortly. Well, tomorrow night is the third preseason game for the Jaguars, guys. Had a third great team in a row. Of course, the Giants, the world champions, the Saints are the great offense. Now it's one of the best defenses in all the league, and the Ravens. Maybe somebody will score a touchdown this time around between these two teams, right, guys?
Well, hey, listen. It ended all right for us last year when it was 9-6. But this is such a different team, and I think we've seen that, Jeff, the first couple of weeks. This offense is so much better. They move the ball. They're more efficient. And the biggest difference is Blaine Gabbert and the control that he has in the command of the offense. And I think going against this great defense is going to be an outstanding test.
Well, I think it's a big question mark. Is it still a great defense? And Suggs is out with the Achilles. Ray Lewis is getting another year of age. And holy cow, is he ever going to quit playing? They've had some injuries at corner. I expect the Jaguars' offense to have some success. What I want to see most of all is to see the Ravens' offense with some very good wide receivers against the quarterbacks for the Jaguars, obviously without Derek Cox, but Aaron Rawson and Rasheen Mathis we're going to see tomorrow for about 8 to 10 plays. And I think that's important because Derek Cox has been hurt to have Rasheen. I mean, you got to have three corners when you get the regular season.
Yeah, and this will be the first time for Rasheen, and it's going to be interesting to see how his knee responds. He's played very, very well during practice, it's been a remarkable comeback from that injury. Tony knows he came back quickly. He's back in the field very quickly for a guy who is out with an ACL last December.
And he's practiced quite a bit, and they've been very precautious when it comes to game time, but all of us have seen him on the practice field. If you didn't know he didn't have an knee, if you didn't know he blew his knee out last year,
you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know by the way he's playing, the way he's practicing.
And as you guys were talking about the offense earlier, I think this is a fascinating game because the Jaguars starters are going to play maybe into the early fourth quarter. It's a real chance to see what this offense, which has looked very good, can do against a big-time defense for three quarters.
Well, and this is the third preseason game, and most of the third preseason game, it's game plan week. But I don't want to go overboard and say that the Jaguars' offensive coordinator, Bob Gronkowski, has put together this intricate game plan for the Baltimore Ravens and that Mel Tucker has created all kinds of blitzes. That's not it.
No, Jeff, that's a good point.
It's more of it's a game plan week as far as looking at the opponent more so than it is them getting extremely complex. Because you know what? You've got a new coaching staff. You do not want to show your hand in the preseason because you know there's a little bit of unfamiliarity with your coaching staff.
Well, Jeff, I was talking to Paul Pozlowski today on the plane ride up and asked him, because it's the third preseason game, how much game planning do you guys really do? And he said, well, the first 2 weeks, we did nothing. We just showed up and played. He said, there's not really a game plan, but we watched film. We know what they want to do. But we're still just working our defense. We're going to install new blitzes that we haven't done. There's nothing specific for the Baltimore Ravens. They're just more aware of what they want to do compared to the first two games.
And really more than game playing, this week was about getting into the routine. You want to have the starters able to go into halftime, do some adjustments, get that feel more than it is really game playing.
Can I cut everybody short?
Sure.
It's time to go eat.
I'm out. See
you. I enjoyed listening to you guys. Yes. It's 7:30 at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, the Ravens and the Jags. We're going to eat some crabs.